Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, all over Europe, Russia, China, the Arab nation, Europe, Venezuela, Australia, you name it, literally all over the world. In Canada, all 50 states, over 196 countries, and every other province, and to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a vision known as a brand new spiritual awakening that's taking the nations by storm. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. It's just wonderful to be on the Blog Radio talk line tonight and to give God praise and adoration. Listen, he deserves it. I'm telling you, he deserves it. A day without praise is a wasted day. Don't ever have a day without praising the Lord. You waste your time. My God, yes. The Word of God is right. I never will forget reading in Psalms, I believe, 33:2. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. I guess that's what I do on my saxophone. Some of you don't know I play the saxophone, but I try my best to play skillfully with a soft and loud noise. Amen. For the word of the Lord is right. And then, of course, I was reading the other day, not only there, but so many other places that talk about giving God praise. My Lord. Psalms 33:1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That's the thing to do. It brings peace to you, the upright, if you praise it. Praise the Lord with the harp, praising with everything. Let everything, 150 Psalms, let everything that hath breath praise you, the Lord. If you felt yourself breathing a moment ago, if you held your hand in front of your mouth and you felt your breath like I feel mine now, that's a reason to give him praise, because let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. The block line tonight is dedicated to praising the Lord. I heard somebody say one time, well, I don't quite understand the 1,000 thank yous. Well, get in the spirit realm. It's in the spirit realm. It's not in the natural. People can't understand it with the natural mind. But if you get in the spirit realm, you will understand it. I was thinking the other day when Joshua and the children of Israel marched around Jericho 7 times on the last day. The other days, they marched, I believe, 6 times. On the last day, they marched 7 times around Jericho, and then the Bible tells us they shouted. Well, I believe with all my heart that they shouted praises unto God. That's who they were depending upon. And if he didn't come through, it was over for them. So they shouted praises to Jehovah. And he heard their cry through those praises. And the walls came tumbling down. Let me tell you something. You can praise your way to a miracle. I've been telling y'all that. If we can just give the mic tonight to one of the children of Israel who were around the walls of Jericho 7 times, they would tell you, we praised our way to a miracle. Our walls came tumbling down. Oh, did that go over your head? Did you miss that? Don't you hear God telling you, some of you who have walls in your life that the enemy has been building up, has been trying his best to keep you bound up because of the walls that he has built up around you. Yeah, the children of Israel will tell you that you can praise your way through those walls. You can praise your way to a miracle. If you get praise on your mind, praise in your thoughts, praise on your tongue, and praise in your heart, giving it to God, your walls can come tumbling down. Tonight, our format on this blog talk line is simply to give God individually 1,000 thank yous. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to give him one and stop, that's up to you. But I'm choosing to give him 1,000 tonight, if the Lord says the same. And then we're challenging people all over the world, all over the world. You who are listening to me now, you. I'm asking you, will you be the one to lead the 1,000 thank yous in your village, in your country, in your church, in your city, wherever you are, is what I'm trying to say. Will you be the one that God uses to bring him praise in your area? Oh, thank God he showed me on that flight that I could thank him 1,000 times if I wanted to. And I wanted to. And he showed me how to thank him 1,000 times. I've been trying to teach people all over the world to thank God 1,000 times. Why? Because of compassion. I'm trying to get you a miracle. Amen. You think that if you thank God 1,000 times, he won't remember you? That's not his nature. That's not the nature of God. The nature of God is he loved you even before you loved him. He gave his son Jesus to die upon the cross for you. All of us. And because of that, we are grateful. And then when you're grateful for something, then you try to show your gratitude. And we're grateful to you, Lord. That's why we're trying to win over 1 million lost souls to you. We've had that many decisions for you. And we've tried our best to tell people now about Jesus. Yes, we're grateful to you. Grateful to you. And tonight we've come to give you 1,000 thank yous. I'm going to ask people to be bold and not hold your tongue back. Don't act like you're embarrassed to praise God like that. Don't act like it's a chore to praise God like that. It's not a chore. It's an honor. I've got a mother. My mother's 95 years old. And when she asked me to do something, amen, I think it's an honor. She said, oh, I don't want to be no bother to nobody. No, Mama. It's an honor. It's an honor to do whatever I can that you ask me to do. Yeah, it's an honor. And so I approach it like that. Let me tell you something. It's an honor to give God 1,000 thank yous. It's an honor to open our voices and praise him. We were created to praise him. And why don't we do what we've been created to do? And that is to honor the Lord. Oh, my God. I'm going to pray for you. Make a prayer request. I'm going to give you that time to make your prayer request. And when you make it known, then I'm going to come back and pray. And then we're going to start thanking God 1,000 times. Oh, my God. Get ready. Get your prayer request ready. This is the time to do it. And do it right now. Amen. As you hear the music. I never would have made it. Yeah, this is your time to make your prayer request known unto God. We'll be right back. Go ahead. Oh, God, thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for every request being made known unto you tonight. I'm asking you to look on these precious people and grant these requests in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of them, I pray. And those who need you to fix some things, fix it, Lord, for them in the name of Jesus. Some are coming needing a financial blessing, make a way out of no way. In Jesus' name I pray. And thank you, thank you, thank you for it. I'm going to ask everybody on this line, just a few of you have your lines open. We open your lines that you might help us praise him. Why don't you open your mouth and do like those children of Israel walking around Jericho and they shouted praise unto the Lord. Lord, we thank you, we thank you. Come on, church. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. We believe that you're answering the prayer. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
you. You made every step of the way.
Thank you,
you made me believe. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
We give you the glory. We
give you
the
glory. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus over the churches, God. In the name of Jesus.
Bernard Johnson. And you can write me at P.O. Box 265. That's P.O. Box 26593. That's Overland Park, Kansas. Overland is spelled O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D. Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. And anybody want to send us a gift, immediately you can go to Walmart and just send it to Bernard Johnson, Overland Park, Kansas. And then call us with this reference number that they'll give to you. You can call us or text us at this number here, 913-406-4845. May God bless you and keep you.
Yeah.
The anointing of the Lord is on this line. Be encouraged. Be not dismayed, forever betide you. God will take care of you. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Keep praising the Lord. You praise your way to a miracle. Just like those children of Israel with Joshua did as they marched around Jericho 7 times. And then they shouted praises. You can praise your way to a miracle. Come on. Keep your praise going. Before you know it, you'll have had a miracle. And you'll be able to give a testimony of what the Lord did for you. I tell you, I got one right now. Amen. And I'm going to be polite. Is there anybody else, anybody on the prayer line who has a testimony? And you have a praise report of what the Lord did for you. Shut up there.
Thank you, Jesus.
If so,
thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead and
thank
tell
you,
them.
Jesus.
Go ahead and tell them.
Amen. God bless. I just want to just give a praise report that God just keeps making ways out of no ways. He is faithful. Amen. He is faithful. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
That's a great one. That's a great one. And you're right on target. He is faithful. The enemy will come to try to kill you, but God will lift up a standard against him and bring you out and fix the situation and bring you out gloriously. Anybody else want to say a word? I'll give you a moment here. Give you time. You got a praise report? You want to say something? If so, the line is open to you. Just a second. I can't pause and let there be silence. I'm going to use every time, every moment I got. Do you have a praise report, anybody? Anybody else?
This is Mother Wilson. I praise God for being able to thank the Lord tonight and to be able to get on the bug line, to be able to praise God with y'all and thank him for the good things that he's done for me today. I'm just thankful. I'm just really thankful. And continue to pray for me and my family.
You forgot to tell him that you had aches and pains all in your shoulders, Mother. And the Lord touched you.
He touched me. Like the song, he touched me. And oh, what joy that fills my soul. I don't even have them in my shoulders tonight. And I'm grateful for the Lord, how he's blessed. And it seemed like they didn't want to attack my feet, but I anointed it with oil this evening. And that part of it don't feel like it was feeling. So I'm just happy tonight that the pains is gone out of the top of my shoulders. Looks like they were just beaming down in both of them on the top. But the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. Just keep praying for me. I'm coming out.
Lift your hands up, shouting. Praise the Lord. Anybody else before we close tonight? Anybody else?
Can you hear me, Chief?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, God, Ambassador Pfeiffer, just giving a shout out for the youth prayer line to Ambassador Gina.
Yes.
Has blessed her, and thanking God for the youth prayer line tonight, how they talked about, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that your body sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful. All right, anybody else want to say something before we go tonight? You have time if you want to. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you. I've asked you 2 or 3 times. Amen. God bless you. And you have a wonderful night. Spend your family time. And keep us in your prayers. Oh, I got a praise report I'm not telling you tonight. Amen. And I got one. Oh, my God. God bless you. You have a wonderful night, and the Lord be with you. You got the faith. He's got the power. All right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Remember what I told you? I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.